This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. California Democrat Brad Sherman's been having a pretty good run in the bond market. We saw a story in Politico this morning outlining Representative Sherman's success. His congressional campaign committee reported a return of $650,000 on investments that Sherman's made with his political contributions. Money and politics are, of course, inseparable, but who knew investing was part of that mix? Politico's John Bresnahan wrote the story today. John, it's good to have you with us.
Hi, how are you?
I'm all right, thanks. So, Brad Sherman, he can't possibly be the first and only one to have this kind of gain, right?
No, he's not. And it's a relatively standard practice for members and senators who have a lot of money in their campaign accounts to invest it. You have to think of a campaign committee as a separate entity. It's like a small business. It raises a lot of money. It spends a lot of money. It pays taxes. It's a standalone entity.
But it's got to find something to do with all its money is the bottom line.
Well, if you have the money and you have a safe seat, you can do some very interesting things. Now, members have lost hundreds of thousands of dollars. Joe Barton, Congressman Joe Barton, yeah. Republican from Texas, he lost $700,000 in the market when it crashed.
Wow.
What was interesting about Sherman was all of a sudden you look at his campaign finance report and there's this nearly $652,000 gain. And so we wanted to dig into that further.
Yeah. So where did it come from? I mean, what's he investing in?
He is investing in what's known our TIPS, Treasury Inflation Protected Securities, mm-hmm. a type of financial instrument.
Right.
And in this first quarter of 2012, he reported this gain, and all of a sudden there was a $652,000 gain. I interviewed Mr. Sherman on it, and he said he was told by the Federal Election Commission that he could only report the gain at one time. So over a course of several years, he's put a lot of money into this and he got a big boost and it was very noteworthy. He's in a very tough race and that kind of money could make a real difference.
I was just going to say, he and the guy in the next district over, Howard Berman here in Los Angeles, they're having to compete now, two longtime Democrats. Is this money, the $650,000, going to make a difference in this race?
It could be a huge boost to Sherman. That could pay for a week of advertising, which could be very critical in a race like this.
Yeah, 650 grand never hurts, right?
No, it doesn't. I mean, in a House race, that is a lot of money. Now, in this race, we're going to see a ton of outside money come in. This is probably one of the biggest House races in the country this year. You have Democrat on Democrat. It's brought about because of redistricting. It's two high-profile members, two well-known members, let me put it that way. Super PACs are already playing in this. We're going to see millions of dollars spent in here. So any nickel that these guys can put in this race, they will do it.
One other thing from your piece this morning that struck our fancy, you note that the tax code is very friendly to congressional committees when they're doing this kind of investing.
You know, I've been covering congressional campaigns for a long time. I was not aware. There's a very little known provision that campaign committees pay a tax rate, a maximum percent of 15%. So on an investment like this, he will pay 15%. Now, he has to pay all the taxes on it, but at a lower rate than if you or I were investing in these securities for our own portfolios.
John Bresnahan, he's a senior congressional reporter at Politico. John, thanks a lot.
Thanks for having me.